Clotting and Coagulation Techniques Medical Technology, the 17th of November 2020, my name is Camila and this is Medical Technology episode number 7. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Okay, let's get to it. Modern electrosurgery involves a technique in which high-frequency alternating current is applied to living tissue to achieve a more efficient and efficient flow of electrical currents through the body tissue. Since living tissue has poor power lines, the currents of the electrical currents build up and obstruct the flow and movement of blood, blood vessels and other fluids in the tissue. In electrical engineering, three current forms are used: cut, mixed and mixed currents, each characterized by a characteristic waveform. There are unique biological results, including dehydration and clotting of skin incisions. This waveform achieves a higher average power compared to alternating waveforms, which limits the voltage when comparing coagulation currents. This results in a lower tension than with other waveforms, which allows for a smoother cut and at the same time facilitates the reduction of blood flow through the cut. Sine waves are switched on and off in quick succession to correct them, slowing down the warming process, resulting in coagulation. This variable waveform produces a mixed cut and coagulation, with the power adjusted in real time depending on the tissue impedance. The constant waveform of the incision allows surgeons to vaporize and cut the tissue. This process of evaporation can be used to cut and cut tissue by linear extension or to remove tissue from a target. Once the process of evaporation, cutting, drying and coagulation is complete, the fulguration processes can be carried out by modulation of the waveform with relatively high voltages. Fulgurations are superficial types of coagulation, which are caused by the piercing of a modulated high voltage current through rapidly drying or coagulated tissue. The higher the voltage and current that modulate the surface of the tissue, the greater the amount of moisture that is present in the tissue. The ESU uses a high-frequency electric current to heat and corrode bleeding tissues. EPD/ND by keeping the bleeding visible, the bleeding can be minimized, reducing the need for blood transfusions. Although Ugandan medical centers have frequently donated ESU, doctors may lack the expertise to deploy it, and facilities may not be able to fix a simple malfunction. The medical center may not have access to the necessary accessories, or lack the expertise of the doctor to use them. In dermatology, a small unit is used to remove skin lesions, while more powerful units are used for more complex procedures such as skin grafts and skin cancer treatments. In pure incision mode, the surgeon achieves the same precision as the incision with a scalpel. This is simply using the electric current that flows through the blade to cut tissue. Electrosurgery and surgical diathermy involve the cutting of modalities such as etching small blood vessels to stop bleeding. In pure cutting mode, it is not necessary that the process that stops the bleeding is also known as hemostasis. The electrosurgical cutting divides the tissue with an electric spark that concentrates intense heat on the operating site. To create the spark, the surgeon should remove the electrodes from the tissue. The technique induces local tissue combustion in zones controlled by the frequency and power of the device. The state-of-the-art radio frequency generators, known as the cutting mode and the coagulating mode, are available for a wide range of surgical procedures, such as blood vessel cutting. In addition, during the operation, high-frequency currents are used to achieve bloodless incisions and stop bleeding. Once the generator that supplies the high frequencies of the current is activated, cutting electrodes of the surgical instrument can be cut, ensuring a blood-free cutting experience for the patient and reducing the risk of infection. Manipular electrosurgery can be used in a variety of ways, including cutting, mixing, drying and filling. In order to enable different types of surgical procedures, such as tissue separation, the generator can also be embedded in other ways, for example as a clotting mode. Using a pencil-type instrument, an electrode is placed at the inlet point, which cuts the tissue and clots the bleeding. A return cushion is attached to the patient and the electrodes are then placed on the cushion. Covidien's Force Triad Energy Platform is a full-fledged electro-surgical system that provides a single generator to power the sealed container and the back cushion at the device's inlet point. The novel device offers increased control by switching between monopolar helium spray and coagulation mode with just one push of a button. Helium ionization is used to produce a stable, focused beam of ionizing gas that provides a highly defined and cool plasma stream for coagulation and soft tissue cutting. The plasma currents produced by inert helium flowing through an energizing blade can cut or atrophy tissue, allowing surgical procedures to be performed with minimal impact on surrounding tissue and minimal damage to the patient's body. Episode 7 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Camila Arnold. Adios.